Hello, my name is
Hello.
Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, I think this is a different number. So the customer support has a different number, isn't it?
The callback number is going to be different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I take the number from my bank account because I get charged for $97 something, and I don't know why.
I'll be happy to see why were you charged. I need your zip code and first and last name.
Honisa Apiakubi, and my zip code is 55912.
1 moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. My account is filling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
That again?
The account is filling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
My address is 9115 Fifth Avenue Northeast, Austin, Minnesota. First of all, why I'm getting charged for?
The account just pulled up. I'm still reviewing it, ma'am. The account has just pulled up. 1 moment.
Okay.
Okay, I show here on December the 12th, you placed the order. You paid the $6.45 to receive our Luna Active, the face cream, and also the serum.
Okay. It was
Yes,
for
ma'am.
trial, right?
It states that on December the 12th, that's when you start your 7-day trial. You had 7 days to call in and make any adjustments. If you do not, via the terms, you're going to be charged the retail price of the products that you did receive. That's why on December the 23rd, you did get charged $97.97.
Oh. Okay, then I'm going to return that then because I thought it was a try. Then and after to return back.
It was a 7-day trial, ma'am. We started on December the 12th, and we charged you on December the 23rd.
Okay, so December 23rd.
So your 7-day would have been up on December the 19th. So still as a courtesy, we didn't even charge on December the 19th. We charged on December the 23rd.
December 20th. But it's already charged me.
Because your trial was up on December the 19th, because you didn't call in and make any, you started your order on December the 12th. It was a 7-day trial. You had to call in and make any adjustments. If you did not, after your 7-day, you was going to be charged the retail price of the products that you did get. Your trial ended December the 19th. We didn't get a
The
call in.
19th.
We didn't get a call in. You didn't call in to make any adjustments. So that's why you were charged December the 23rd. So as a courtesy, we didn't charge you on the 19th. We still
So I
waited to
don't.
even charge you.
No, it's already cut in my account right now. It's already cut.
But you were supposed to have been charged on December the 19th. That's what I'm explaining. We didn't charge you on the 19th. We waited and still allowed time for you to call in and make any adjustments. After your 7-day trial was up, we still did not charge you. We waited still an additional 3 days before we even charged you.
Question. How in 7 days, including the shipping, in that 7 day, skin products gonna be known if you lack or not. Let's be honest as a woman. If
So
I
when you
buy on
start,
the it's on.
your trial, even though say if it is a 7-day trial, if you call in prior to that, you call in and say, okay, I haven't even received my products, then we'll even offer a trial extended. But in your case, your full trial was 11 days. It wasn't even the 7 days like typically everybody else gets. Your trial was 11 days.
Yeah, but I just received it maybe like 3 days ago.
But remember, your trial was up on
Before
December the
that.
19th.
That's what I'm saying. I just received it 3 days ago.
But see, if you called in prior to
I don't know if you have to call. I think like you, there is like a time that frame that somebody has to try the products and they know if they like or not, if they're gonna work with their skin or not.
When
I
you
don't
place
know.
the original order, when you place the original order on December 12th, it stated it was, that you got it at the shipping and handling rate, only because it was for a 7-day. It was only you got only for 7 days. It was a 7-day trial. And that if you didn't call in via those terms, we was going to charge you the retail price of the products that you did get. Now, typically, because you do have two separate products, you're supposed to have been charged $97.97 twice. But with the holidays going around,
so
we only charged you one time.
It's 90, whatever it is?
$97.97.
Okay. Would you please help me to do the return and send me an email for the return? Paper or slip, please.
We're unable to do any returns, ma'am, on the product because it already has been shipped out, and also it is still we're not able to do any returns on it due to health reasons and all sorts of different protocols we have to go through.
Yes, I really want to go through it. I want to return it because I haven't used it, and then I don't know if it's gonna work in my skin. And at the end of the day, I get charged already, so it's not fair. It should be a time frame that somebody gonna use products, and especially skin products. It take at least 2 weeks to know at least if it work on your skin or not. But anyway, just because I get being charged for something even I haven't used, and how many ounces for one each little small products? I think it looks like it's more than the trial. I don't know. I don't have an idea.
You have a 30-day supply.
Can you just return for me and then send the email slip so I'm going to print it or whenever it is and let's move forward from this?
No, ma'am. We're unable to do any returns because it was for the products that you did get. But we can get the account canceled to prevent any future shipments sent out. But that $97.97 is for products that you did receive and also that you do have in your possession. And also, instead of you having a 7-day trial, you had an 11-day trial. So we can just get the account canceled, but we're unable to do a refund on the $97.97.
I got the product 2 days ago.
But
so 11 is including the shipping and all this. The shipping, how many days it stay on the shipping to come here? And then my shipping was even standard anyway, so when it came here, just like 3 days ago, I haven't even touched it yet before God Almighty today, Christmas.
It states
so how
the,
there we cannot do any process, any products whenever you buy could have a return. That's not what you're talking to me right now. It's not right.
It states in the terms and agreements, ma'am, that once you place your trial starts the day you place your order. So if you're saying that you didn't receive it within your 7-day trial, then, yes, you have to call in prior to that before you're even charged. And you have to say, okay, I haven't received it. We'll extend the trial out. But if you still neglect to call in, which it was well past your 7 days, and we still didn't even charge you, so you still had an additional 4 days to call in and get the account canceled before we even charged you anything. But you still did not call in. So totally you had 11 days. To still call in it, you just say, I did not receive my product, or where is it? You could have tracked it. You could have did anything or even canceled prior to us even charging. So with you still neglecting to call in, it was stated in the terms and agreements. We only charged you for the products that you do have. It wasn't for a reshipment. It was for what you did receive. The only thing we can do is get the account canceled out today. So you won't receive any more products and any more charges.
First of all, when I applied for this thing, I put only for one-time send. So I did not put any things that are going to be after 3 months or send this second or whenever it is. Because I really want to try it first, and then if it works, then I'm going to probably move forward with it.
We only charged you at $97.97 for the order that you did place on the 12th. It wasn't for a reshipment. It was
so
for the order that you did.
Little ounce, whenever I think one other one is not even 1 ounce at all. Each of them, a couple, whatever. Each of them is $97.
It's a 30-day supply, ma'am. You have two separate 30-day supplies of the products.
Boy. Okay. Just leave it like that. Tomorrow, I'm just going to go and talk with my bank. Then we're going to move forward. I'm going to let them do this. Because it's not fair. And it doesn't make sense.
So would you still like me to get the account canceled out? Because I'm in the process of doing that now. So one moment.
No, I did not tell you to cancel because you tried to cancel so that I'm not going to post it what is going on right now. I need my money back. I want to return the product. And if, since it doesn't work, then I'm going to find a different way. Myself, I can go and go to the website and cancel it. So I know how to do all this.
Right. So you have to cancel with the representative, ma'am.
Well, I need a refund. That's my suggestion. So if there is no any refund or there is no any way to return the products, I haven't touched it yet, so I don't know. And in some way, there is no any time frame that somebody going to try the products to know if it's going to work for me or not. So better to return and get my big money back.
So how about this?
$97 for something is not even 1 ounce at all.
Okay, so contrary
and then
to
it was put on trial. So I don't know if it's scam, whatever people are doing to put things and then just cashing people money. I have no idea. I just don't want to be negative. I thought that it was something I really want to try because I noticed it was Michelle Obama's line and stuff like that. So we just want to be honest in life and try something. But if this become, I don't know, it's unfair. It's just unfair.
So what we can do, we can meet you halfway. We'll do a 35% refund on a $97.97.
Say that again?
We can do a 35% refund on the $97.97.
No, man. I am 8 months pregnant right now, and I am in the house for almost 5 months in bed rest. So I'm just trying to find something that I'm going to try to help me to remove those baggy skin of pregnancy during all those pregnancy in my postpartum when I'm going to have the baby next month. So that's where I'm at right now. So when you see me talking about money, it's because I am not working, and then I'm wondering, well, I haven't tried yet, and who knows, they're going to help me to remove and help me with my postpartum processing to help my skin to come back and all this. No, I just want to be true honest, and in some way, somehow, I am not working. I'm 5 months in the house.
Okay, so with everything, so just take a listen. With everything that did take place, with the order being submitted, even though you did have an 11-day trial instead of a 7-day trial, and with it only being for products that you do have, what we still can do, I will even meet you even more halfway. The most is we can do a 50% refund on a $97.97 because it was stated in the terms, but contrary to that, you did have, instead of a 7-day trial, it was an 11-day trial. And on top of that, it is for still products that you do have. It wasn't for a new shipment. It was for what you did have. So we will cut the price in half. We would do only, we'll do a 50% refund on the $97.97.
Honey, 7-day trial was just a 7-day of shipping because it was told that standard going to be 7 to I don't know how many days. I remember all this last time when I was like, whenever if it's going to come after Christmas, I don't care because I was not in a hurry. So when we talk 7 days and 11 days for skin products, and including shipping in, shipping days in inside, come on. I mean,
so now,
I understand, and I really appreciate your offer. I really do. I really do. At the end of the day, my point is I haven't tried the products yet.
But
I just already get charged for something I haven't tried yet. Then who knows if it's going to work on my skin or not, and then when and what time or when I'm going to return it. And now you tell me that the return is not possible. I'm like, okay, what in the world products will not be returned? Like, What kind of website is that? Is that a scam? Is that a real website? That's now my question, because, come on, we have other things online, especially with my kids, where I'm going to go. It's sad, but I'm just worried about my pocket, honey.
But, ma'am, what we did advise, it was stated before you even placed the order. And even though it was stated, still, we didn't even charge you.
It wasn't stated like that. It was stated even that there is a way of returning. If you don't like it, you can return it. Because no one gonna buy anything that cannot be returned, because especially skin products. And especially when you try something new. Come on.
The reason why we do not do, I can explain the reason why we don't do it in returns, ma'am. And back before we even had this policy in place, we did allow customers to return products. But you want to know what happened? This always says one person can ruin it for everybody. Somebody did place a chemical into the products, and they told us that they did not do. They had it closed, sealed, but they did place a different chemical in the product. And therefore, when we did return, receive the product back, when they did a reshipment back to us, we sent that product out.
What your insurance is all about. Businesses, whether at Walmart, you buy something, you never know what people are going to return back and put in and put out.
So that's why we
at
don't
the
do
end
the
of the
returns,
day, the insurance covers the business with the return side, because every return is always something has been used, honestly.
But, ma'am,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, if you're not
going
to allow me to speak,
is.
How am I going to assist you? If you're going to cut me off and I'm not going to be able to talk, how am I going to be able to assist you anyway?
No, I just heard you because you complained about how people, and I understand that.
No, ma'am, because what
really
I referred
understand.
To is the customer that did receive that product that was sent out. They was in the hospital for over a year because they had a chemical allergic reaction to that medicine that somebody did put in. So that was the only reason why we did it. At that point, we had to not only cover our backs, we had to cover the additional customers that if they do get a returned item and we do reset, we have to cover them too, because we take everybody into consideration, not just us, the other customers too. So we get a returned product and somebody else damages, but they say, oh, no, it's not open, anything sealed, then at the end of the day, somebody else can be hurt. So even with all of that taking place, ma'am, yes, we don't do any returns, so you can still keep the both face creams. You can keep both face creams. We understand that. You can still try your face cream. And then also, I can see if we can get the most up to like a 75% refund. I can still see. So that would be like $73.48. Back on the $97.97, I have to put in some more. Just give me a moment, and I can see if we can get up to $73.48.
Question. They already cut me 97, so you tell me that they're going to cut me another, say, 97? This is what you meant?
No, ma'am. I'm saying I'm trying to see if we can do a refund of $73.48.
In order of 97?
Right. No, we will refund. Yes, you'll only be charged like $24. So we'll refund. I'm gonna see if we can get that adjusted. I still have to submit it, still have to look it over the account. If we can get $73.48 refunded back to you. So therefore, instead of it being $97.97, it'll only be like $24. $23, $24.
To be returned to me?
No, what will be returned to you is $73.48 if I can get that approved. Because I'm going to just put in the offer codes back in, and if I can get the refund up to $73.48.
Okay, that makes a little sense.
So just bear with me one moment. Let me try to see if we can find another offer to get this refund up to $73.48. So one moment. Let's see.
That put me so scary to order any products online. Especially in my town, there is not any good store here. If it's not Walmart, it's Hy-Vee and all these Targets. But you wonder what best products you can use to help you.
Yes, sir. Well, yes, ma'am. So I am able to get it up to, I put one of my employee discounts in as well. And it is, so what we can do, we can refund you $73.48.
Gonna be refunded to me.
Yes, so that's what we'll be refunding you, is $73.48. It'll go back onto the card ending in, well, the Visa card ending in 6892.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see. Yes, ma'am, that refund was successful. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account, but I do have that confirmation number here that the account has now been, you know, it was canceled out and also it was refunded for you.
Okay. I really appreciate your understanding. And
you're welcome.
And I'm going to try, if it works, then we just better buy instead of buying the trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's just better to just buy. You just know that, okay, I spent money for this, and regardless of not trying to use it and wondering what next.
Right. Well, I'm happy, you know, we was able to get up to, like I said, the $73.48.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I mean, also, I got the cancellation number here if you would like it.
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie. 2-6-3-4-6-9-0-4-8.
Start over again, please. I'm going to pick up that.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
2-6-3-4-6-9-0-4-8.
Okay. So 4-6.
Nine.
I'm a mess. Trust
I'm gonna restart over.
Okay.
So if she is in Charlie, 2-6-3-4-6-9-0-4-8.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome. And was there anything else I can do for you today?
Oh, please. That was just a shock, and just get the email and then I look at them like, you're going to be kidding me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I say, the account has been canceled, and just thank you for, you know, calling customer support.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And happy holidays. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, you too. Thank you. I'm just hanging here. I can't do much. People invite me. I say, I better stay home. Don't want to go anywhere. I know. Just like, I'm tired. I can't wait to have the baby. That's all.
Oh, well, okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Best rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.